Inside or outside so far in the first
drills? So far inside. I've been playing inside so far.
Right or left?
Both. We've been mixing it up.
Is Petonio Mania sweeping through Cleveland now, you think?
I guess so, man. I don't know. I haven't really been around yet, but it's been good. A lot of the fans have been hitting me up on social media and stuff, and it's just been really good support from the from the fans out here. So it's been exciting.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about Johnny because people are worried about the team is concerned about maybe his presence overwhelming everything here. Can you just talk about what kind of guy he seems like? I don't know, you haven't had a whole lot of interaction with him.
Yeah, this last week, I mean, we have lockers right next to each other. We've been eating together and stuff like that. And he just seems like a good guy, a regular guy to me. You know, that's what he treats me like, and I treat him like that. And he's fun to be around. You know, he cracks some jokes. He works hard. He's just a good teammate. That's what Johnny Manziel is that I've known. So, you know, I don't think, we're worried about him being a crazy guy or anything like that.
We asked you this over the phone, but guard or tackle? Are they looking at you at a guard right now, do you think?
Yeah, so far this week I've been playing guard, but like I said in the interview, I'm open for anything. If they want to work me in a tackle, guard, center, I'm ready to go.
And which side were you on?
I've been playing both. Yeah. Yeah, in high school I played a little bit of center, and then at the Senior Bowl I took a few reps at center as well.
What was your reaction when you found out your locker was next to Johnny?
It was cool. I mean, they kind of put the draft picks right next to each other, so him and Justin and me are kind of right next to each other, and it's good. He's like I said, he's a funny guy, and at first I was kind of like, man, that's Johnny Manziel, but then once you get to know him, it's just a normal guy. Oh, it's gone unbelievably fast. You know, you get drafted and like, oh, you're coming out on Sunday. So that's one day you get. So you come out here Sunday morning, and then all week they've been having us here. You know, we've been learning plays, you know, learning footwork, learning technique, working out with the strength coaches, you know, meeting the older guys. And so it's been almost like a camp atmosphere for the last week for the young guys. You know, we're trying to get ready to go. We want to try and catch up with the older guys who have been in the system for a few more weeks than us. So they're trying to put us through plays, put us through technique, and just getting us caught up with the older guys. Yeah, all week we've been working with them in the morning. So they'd come out here, you know, with the coaches and stuff like that. And we've been working with them. So Joe Thomas, Alex Mack, all of them have been out here.
Have you ever thought of the idea of blocking for Johnny Manziel in the National Football?
Now that I have, you know, beforehand I didn't think about that. But he's just kind of another quarterback. You know, we got Hoyer in here, and we got a few other guys that have been working out. And so it's just another quarterback. You know, when you're an old lineman, whoever's back there, you're going to protect. You're going to do anything you can for them. Oh, yeah. I mean, I was going to stay home regardless, but, you know, he did a lot. He built the house, you know, not by hand. It was there, but he did a lot of, you know, maintenance in there and fixed a lot of things and made a lot of things. And it was just easier on my family, you know, my grandparents, my uncle, my aunt, my mom. You know, everybody could get there, and it was a good atmosphere for it, and we were excited when it happened.
Were you invited to New York, by the way?
No.
Not that it wasn't Citizen College, but when you get here – I mean, does it go through your mind, man, this is the real deal here? I mean, football 24/7 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. In college, you know, you think, oh, I got to go to school, I got to do stuff. This is your job now. This is your profession. You're a professional football player. And I think that was the goal for all of us that, you know, got drafted and got signed here. And going through the days, you kind of think about it, man, this is what I have to do, you know. It's not too bad. I can play football every day.